Blog Talk Radio.
Hot and dangerous. If you're one of us, then roll with us. Cause we make the hipsters fall in love when we got our hot pants on and up. And yes, of course it does. We run in this town just like a club. And no, you don't want to mess with us. Got Jesus on my necklace.
Internet Radio, good afternoon to you. This is DJ Aaron D, broadcasting live on location from our studios here in Elkhorn Village, Idaho. This is our top 20 countdown of 2010. Coming in at number 20 was Keisha with We Are Who We Are. And I just wanted to note that between the last show that I did that I just got done with and this one, I checked my listens, and I have crossed the 10,000 listen mark. Thank you to everyone who has listened to any of my shows over the last, 16 months or so since my first show back in August of 2009. I'm very appreciative of the support that I've gotten for the show. I don't get paid to do the show. I do it because I want to. Because I like doing it. It's something to do that's fun, and it keeps me out of some trouble. So, anyway, thank you, everyone. I just wanted to share that real quick. Happy New Year, wherever you may be across this great country of ours or around the world. I'm sure that there could be people listening wherever around the world. They could already be in 2011, and I'm still in 2010. Okay, so we're going to play another 19 Psalms, and I have analyzed and scrutinized these Psalms and went back and forth, pulled some out, put others in, and just kept doing that. Finally, this is what I have settled on. These are not the top 20 songs on any Billboard chart or anything. These are my top 20 favorite songs of 2010. Now, a couple of them could have been released in late 2009, sometime between October and December, but they mostly received their airplay either by me or by, you know, radio stations in 2010. So that's why they are on this countdown. So just to let you know. But that was at number 20, Keith with We Are Who We Are. Coming in at number 19, from the TV series Make It or Break It, this is Johnny Pesar with Tightrope here on KALD Internet Radio's Top 20 Songs of 2010. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it.
I don't want to wait too long. I don't want to break it down. The sun is sinking just like stone, and it's hard for me to breathe. My mind is missing pieces of you. The fear and the pain.
Internet Radio, thank you for listening today. Happy New Year, wherever you may be. And I'm DJ Aaron D, broadcasting live from our studios here in Elkhorn Village, Idaho. And I'm just looking at the temperature and can't believe that even though it's 4:10 in the afternoon here, it's 3 degrees outside. That's freaking hot. That's hot, really, seriously, 3 degrees. Okay, anyway, at number 19, sorry, that was Johnny Paysar with Tightrope from the hit ABC Family TV series Make It or Break It. And coming in at number 18, this is One Republic with Secrets here on KALD Internet Radio's Top 20 Songs of 2010.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life is kind of boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that I've said. Come by it honestly, I swear. Thought you saw me wink, no, I've been on the brink. So tell me what you want to hear.
KALD Internet Radio, good afternoon to you. This is DJ Aaron D. wishing everyone a happy new year. And number 18 on my countdown of the top 20 songs of 2010 was One Republic and Secrets. Coming in at number 17 from the TV series Glee, is the remake of the Aerosmith classic Dream On. This is Matthew Morrison featuring Neil Patrick Harris with Dream On, number 17 on my top 20 songs of 2010. KALD Internet Radio, thank you for listening. This is DJ Aaron D, broadcasting live from Elkhorn Village, Idaho, and our new studios here. That was at number 17 from the hit TV series Glee. Star Matthew Morrison and guest star Neil Patrick Harris with a remake of the Aerosmith classic Dream On. And coming in at number 16 is a song from the movie Valentine's Day, which came out back on Valentine's Day, if I remember correctly. But this song came out in early January of last year, or this year. This is Cool with Stay Here Forever, here on KALD Internet Radio. Internet Radio, DJ Aaron D here. That was from the Valentine's Day soundtrack, Jewel with Stay Here Forever. Coming in at number 15 is the theme song to the 2010 Vancouver Winter Olympics. This is a Canadian song, not really released here in the United States, but the first time I heard it, I was bawling. I was really bawling because it was just my definition of a good song is a song that moves you. If a song moves you, no matter what way, if it moves you in any way, if it changes your emotion, if it makes you weep, if it makes you happy, if it makes you want to get up and boogie or dance, then it's a good song. And this song does that, not boogie, but it's a very powerful message from a 16-year-old girl. So from the Canadian 2010 Winter Olympic Games in Vancouver. This is Canadian Nikki Yanofsky with I Believe, number 15 on my top 20 songs of 2010.
There comes a moment when my heart must stand alone on this lonely path I've chosen, like a house that's not a home. Sometimes when I feel I've had enough and I feel like giving up, you will need to be all I can be. Now nothing can stop me.
At number 15 on my top 20 year-end countdown, that was 16-year-old Nikki Yanofsky with I Believe, the theme song to the 2010 Vancouver Winter Olympic Games. Coming in at number 14 on my countdown, we're going to up the beat a little bit here with number 14. This is Flo Rida with Club Can't Handle Me here on KALD Internet Radio's Top 20 Songs of 2010.
get like, yeah. Stop like money's on a girl just male. One too many, y'all know me like 12. Look like cash and they all just there. Bottles, models, better no share. Fall out, cause that's the business. All out is so ridiculous. Don't knock so much attention. Scream out, I'm in the building. They're watching, I know this. I'm rocking, I'm rolling, I'm holding. I know it, you know it.
You know I know how to make it stop instead of the going out.
My top 20 songs of 2010 is Flo Rida with Club Can't Handle Me. Coming in at number 13 on my countdown is country artist Jeanette McCurdy, who also co-stars in the Nickelodeon TV series iCarly, but she's a real genuine country artist. Could be seen on both Nickelodeon and also CMT, which happens to be owned by the same people. So coming in at number 13 on my countdown is this is one of those songs that kind of move you. If you're kind of close to your family and you move away and you're trying to make it, this song moves you. So that's why it's 13 on my countdown. Jeanette McCurdy with Not That Far Away here on KALD Internet Radio. Thanks for listening today and Happy New Year, no matter where you are in this great country of ours or around this world. Thank you.
I wish you were here, 'cause sometimes I get lonely, yeah.
Radio. Number 13 on my countdown is Miss Jeanette McCurdy with Not That Far Away. And coming in at number 12 on my countdown, I am not sure if this song was released in late 2009 or early 2010, but this is the second song on the countdown and final song on the countdown by Keisha. At number 20 to open this show, we heard We Are Who We Are. And coming in at number 12, I had to put this song on the countdown. I just had to, because this is one of those songs that just makes you get up and move and shake your butt. And I do it too. And it's just a fun song. I play this song several times throughout the year. Most notably, it opened up my Touch My Junk show about my parody about the TSA and the them touching people's junk, which if you haven't listened to that episode yet, you ought to, because it's pretty funny. I created a character, a gay character named Andre. It's supposed to be my cousin, and I just had him how he loved the fact that the TSA touches his junk. Anyway, this song opened that show back on November 22nd, and one of my favorites of the year, definitely. So coming in at number 12 is Keisha with TikTok here on KALD Internet Radio's Top 20 Songs of 2010.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, toes. Trying on all our clothes, clothes. Boys blowing up our phones, phones. Drop top and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties. Trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No, don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No. I'm talking about everybody getting crunk, crunk. Boys try to touch my junk. I'm gonna smack them if you're getting too drunk, drunk. Nah, nah, we go until they kick us out. The police shut us down, down. Police shut us down, down. Ho, ho, shut us down. Don't stop, make it pop.
Internet Radio's Top 20 Songs of 2010, my New Year's Eve special show. That was at number 12, Keisha with TikTok. And coming in at number 11, it's the first song of two on the countdown by Miss Katy Perry, who got married this year to Russell Brand. And when I saw that she had gotten married, I put a quote on Facebook saying, give it 2 years and she'll be divorced. Nothing against her, but she married really a jerk. You know, Russell Brand is not a funny dude anyway, and he's not nice looking either. He's one ugly MF, if you know what I'm saying. And I have a right to say that because I'm an ugly MF too. So anyway, I digress. Sorry about that, y'all. Anyway, coming in at number 11 on my countdown is Katy Perry with Teenage Dream here on KALD Internet Radio.
I'm
LD Internet Radio. Thank you for listening. Happy New Year, no matter where you are. Number 11 on my countdown was Miss Katy Perry with Teenage Dream. And coming in at number 10 is a real upbeat song from Tayo Cruz. This is Dynamite here on my Top 20 Songs of 2010, my New Year's Eve special show on KALD Internet Radio, broadcasting live on the Internet from beautiful Elkhorn Village, Idaho.
I came to dance. I hit the floor cause that's my plans. I'm wearing all my favorite brands. Give me space for both my hands. You, cause it goes on and on and on.
Number 9 is another co-star of the TV series iCarly. This is 17-year-old Miranda Cosgrove with Kissing You here on KALD Internet Radio's Top 20 Songs of 2010. Thank you for listening.
Sparks fly. It's like electricity. I might die. When I forget how to breathe.
Yeah.
KALD Internet Radio. Thank you for listening. DJ Aaron D here. And looking at the temperature outside, and it or a thermometer on my computer here, and it says it's 0 degrees. If you can believe that, I can. It is December, about to be January. So, yeah, this is southern Idaho, but or central Idaho, but still. Anyway, number 9 on my countdown, that was Miranda Cosgrove with Kissing You. And coming in at number 8 is probably one of the best written songs I have heard in a long time. And I love this video by Bruno Mars. My top 20 songs of 2010, number 8 is Bruno Mars with Just the Way You Are here on KALD Internet Radio's New Year's Eve special. Number 8 on my top 20 songs of 2010, Bruno Mars with Just the Way You Are. Coming in at number 7 on my top 20 songs of 2010 countdown on this New Year's Eve is Usher featuring Pitbull with DJ's Got Us Falling in Love Again here on KALD Internet Radio.
Yeah, man. So we back in the pub with our bodies rocking from side to side, side, side to side. Thank God the week is done. I feel like a zombie gone back to life, back, back to life. Hands up, yeah, suddenly we all got our hands up. No control of my body.
Juanito que está tostadito, yo fresco, no, okay, ven un poquitito.
Featuring Pitbull with DJ Got Us Falling in Love Again. And coming in at number six on our year-end special, presented by KALD Internet Radio, that's me, of course, is Nelly with Just a Dream here on KALD Internet Radio, broadcasting live from 0 Degree Elkhorn Village, Idaho. Thanks for listening today, and Happy New Year, no matter where you are across this country or around the world. I appreciate everyone who has tuned in and listened to this show and all my shows. Here's Nelly with Just a Dream.
I'm
KALD Internet Radio, thank you for listening. 5:09 in the p.m. here in beautiful Elkhorn Village, Idaho. That was Nelly with Just a Dream, coming in at number 6 on our countdown. We are now up to our top 5 songs that I feel are the best songs of the year, no matter what genre of music they are. Now, some of them are pretty much the same, rap, pop sort of combo. There's one country, and then there's one, you could call it bubblegum pop, in there also, in the top 5. But this is my top 20 songs of 2010. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for such a great year that you have provided me as far as on here. I'll get more into that in a few minutes. But first, I know you want to get to it. So at number 5 is an artist, a female artist, who basically this, she has sung before, but this song is the title song, or it's the theme song to her TV series. And which made its debut back in, was it March? It was either late March or early April on the Nickelodeon channel here in the United States. She is also 17 years old. Like I said, I like a lot of music from these teenage artists because it's pure, it's clean, it's simple, and it's good music, absolutely good music. And so at number five on my countdown, this is Victoria Justice with Make It Shine. And I kind of feel like this is my theme too, which is the reason this song is so high up on my countdown. If you listen to the words of this song, you'll understand what I'm talking about. So anyway, at number five on my top 20 songs of 2010 is Victoria Justice with Make It Shine here on KALD Internet Radio. KALD Internet Radio, thank you for listening. DJ Aaron D here. That is my top teen artist of the year and number five on my countdown, Miss Victoria Justice with Make It Shine. And like I said, what a great song, and it's been a great year for her. Hit TV series, hit songs, and I've played all of her songs from this soundtrack or from this TV series. I've played them on my show this year at one point or another. And now we're up to the top four. And the top four, any one of these top four could be number one. And so this is very hard. These top four songs are just so good. Each in their own way, they're just so good. whether it's the lyrics or the music or just something about that song, that it factor in each song that just makes it such a great song, which is why these four songs are coming in at the top of my countdown. So at number four, and I gained appreciation for this song when I went to San Francisco back in September, and the song came on my iPod, and I was on one of those trolleys, cable cars in San Francisco, and there was beautiful women everywhere. So coming in at number four on my countdown, this is Katy Perry featuring Snoop Dogg with California Girls here on KALD Internet Radio's Top 20 Songs of 2010.
Greetings, Club One. Let's take a journey.
Only a chosen few that do what we do.
At number four on my countdown is Katy Perry featuring Snoop Dogg with California Girls. And coming in at number three on my countdown, this song did originally come out around October of last year, but I started playing it. I played it in my July show, Celebration America, because of the line in this song that pays tribute to the World Trade Center. But this is an outstanding song. A little too much salty language in there, but you know, if you listen to the most of the words of the song, not all of them, but most of them, it's actually a pretty decent song and a pretty good song. He, Jay-Z, the artist, pays tribute to a lot of different and a lot of different things in this song. But coming in at number three on my countdown of my top 20 songs of 2010 is Jay-Z featuring Alicia Keys with Empire State of Mind here on KALD Internet Radio.
Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to De Niro, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pull me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties, sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I'm most definitely from.
KALD Internet Radio, number 3 on my top 20 songs of 2010, Jay-Z featuring Alicia Keys with Empire State of Mind, New York. Coming in at number 2 is a song that up until March I had never heard. And then I did a show for my brother for his 41st birthday. Scotty's Birthday Bash was my episode on March 29th, 2010, for my brother's birthday, the day before his birthday. And that was my birthday present to him because I couldn't afford nothing. And I asked him to send me a list of songs. And in the list of songs was this song, country song. And it's like, okay, I'll play it. And I played it, and I liked it. And if you have been following my shows this year, anytime I would do a show with current music, and I would start a show at either midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, mountain time, I would always play this song at around a quarter after 1, because that's in the song. So coming in at number 2 on my countdown of the top 20 songs of 2010, and this, like I said, this very easily could have been number 1 also, but coming in at number 2 is Lady Antebellum with Need You Now, here on KALD Internet Radio's top 20 songs of 2010, my New Year's Eve special show. number two on my top 20 songs of 2010, Lady Antebellum with Need You Now. Before we get to number one, let me say this. I want to, again, thank everyone who has listened to any of my shows this year. And I also want to say this. I had a number one fan named, her name is Ruby. And I have not mentioned her name in a very long time. I even did a show for her birthday because I liked her. I thought, even though I had never met her, I liked her. And I thought she's pretty together, you know, chick. Unfortunately, told her how I felt. We had a falling out. I haven't talked to her since. But I want to thank her because she helped promote my show to her friends, and she listened to my music, to my songs. She would send in requests, and I would try to fill them and everything. And so I'm very grateful to her for, you know, finding my show back in January of last year and just listening. And I don't know where she's at now. Haven't talked to her since July, since I told her that I liked her. And, I mean, that was part of the reason I was going to the San Francisco area, was to see her, to meet her. And, but like I said, I have no ill will towards her or anybody else that listens to my shows. Wherever she's at, I wish her very well. I wish her the best. And I miss talking to you. But you know, things happen for a reason. Things that are meant to be are meant to be. And as I said earlier in my show, I crossed over 10,000 listens in between the shows that I did today. That's an amazing feat for me. I'm extremely happy that I have crossed over this. To me, it's a milestone, but it's not something that I did by myself. It's the fact that the people out there that are listening to this, that have listened and downloaded my shows and listened to me live on the internet, whether I was at the Sun Valley Lodge, Sun Valley Inn, the Sun Valley Dorms, or even here in my new studios. No matter where I was at, you listened. You made it possible. So I thank you. From the bottom of my heart, I sincerely thank you all for listening to my shows. You have no idea how much it means to me. I don't get paid to do this. In fact, I pay to do this, okay? I do now. I now pay to do this. And the reason why I keep doing it is because it's something that I like to do. I enjoy doing it, and I do it not just for you, but also for myself. You know, I aim to please, but if somebody doesn't like my show, well, that's their problem. I like what I do, and as mentioned in an episode of a show called The Bird Scene, you know, I'm happy with my choices that I make on my show. I'm happy with bits and songs like Frank Sinatra and Eminem together. And I'm extremely happy that people from school and people I don't even know have wrote it to me, have, you know, called me on the show here, have sent messages, have saying that they liked my show. I'm extremely happy. You have no idea. I really am. With that said, again, thank you. And we will now play our number one song. this song, wow. The lyrics in this song are powerful. They're intense. They're fierce. But it's a good song. And even though there are, again, a few choice words in this song, this is a very, very powerful song. So coming in at number one on my top 20 songs of 2010 is Eminem featuring Rihanna with Love the Way You Lie here on KALD Internet Radio's New Year's Eve special show.
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. Well, that's alright because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. Well, that's alright because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
I can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like. Right now it's a steel knife in my windpipe. I can't breathe, but I still fight. While I can fight, as long as the wrong feels right, it's like I'm in flight. High off a log, drunk from my hate. It's like I'm huffing pain. I love her, the more I suffer. I suffocate right before I'm about to drown. She was such a tape.
Next time I piss, I lay my fist at the drywall. Next time, there will be no.
my countdown, Eminem featuring Rihanna with Love the Way You Lie. Thank you, everybody, for a great 2010 as far as the radio show goes. Other areas of my life sucked a little bit this year. I lost a friend and coworker to death, and he died, passed away. And also, what I've been through in the last couple months with the kidney stones and the stents and all this crap that I've been through, to be able to see that my radio show listens every day go up, every week go up, especially this month. They really skyrocketed this month for some reason. And this is the first show, or actually now the second show that I've done this month. I've taken the month off of December this year because I was in the process of moving and having surgery and doing this and doing that. But I love each and every one of you. I wish I knew who you were. Every one of you. I wish I knew who you were. Please send me a message on Facebook, which you can click from my show page. And that will connect you to my Facebook page. It's under Aaron Dunn, and in parentheses is my name that I plan on changing, my actual name, which is Stephen Poindexter, but I hate that name, and that's why I plan on changing it. Despite what any person may say, family member or otherwise, that's my decision to change my name, and I'm going to do it in 2011. Whatever you dream, whatever you wish for, if you go out and do it, if you go out and try it, if it doesn't work, at least you tried. It's one of the lessons my mom always taught me as a kid, is to go out and try things and do the best you can do. And some nights on this radio show, I've really put an effort into it. This one I overanalyzed and promoted on Facebook. Believe me, my friends will tell you on Facebook. I'm sure they got tired of me over promoting the show. But I just wanted people to listen, and I'm glad you did. Again, wish everyone a healthy, safe, and happy new year, no matter where you are in this country, whether if you're somewhere where it's 70 degrees or like me right now, it's -6 outside, but it doesn't matter. What matters is that you love each other, you love yourselves, you try as hard as you can. We all deal with crap. We all put up with it. We all have to. That's just life. But what we make of it makes us who we are. I've learned a lot in the last 365 days. I'm a lot stronger than I thought I am. And I don't mean physically. I'm weak physically, believe me. I'm not a strong person at all. But I'm talking emotionally and psychologically. I have learned a lot, and I'm grateful for it. So until next year, whether it be tomorrow or next week, And by the way, I do have a special show coming up celebrating my class, high school class, the class of 1996. 2011 marks the 15th anniversary of when we graduated high school. And I have friends in Florida and Georgia that I went to school with, elementary school in Georgia and middle school in Georgia and Florida, and then high school in Florida. I have people that I went to school with that, I'm going to do a show for them. A Time Flies, honoring them. And I might extend it out to a few parts and break it down. But more details to come on that next year. Just keep checking back with my page on Blog Talk Radio, or if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, just keep checking back for more details on those shows as they develop and as I decide what exactly I'm going to do with them. But I love you all. I really do. I don't know you all, but I love you all. And again, thank you for listening. Great things I'm hoping for in 2011 and beyond. On a political note, at least we got rid of Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House. So thank God to that. Republicans are back in control, but they need to be careful. They better be careful. Otherwise, their time in the spotlight and time on top will be very short-lived. So until next year, this is DJ Aaron D., signing off for the last time in 2010 from beautiful Elkhorn Village, Idaho. Have a wonderful and safe and happy New Year and a good night. Please do not drink and drive. Don't be a freaking idiot and do that. If you drink, even if you buzz drink, you know, just enough to give you that buzz, that's still going to slow down your freaking reflexes. So don't do it. I've seen too many people act stupid just walking around and being drunk. That's one of the advantages of being in the hospitality industry that I've been in, is that's a natural deterrent for me. And a reason I don't drink is because I've seen too many idiots drink and do stupid stuff just walking around. So be safe tonight. Don't drink and drive. Pay careful attention to those out on the road. And just make sure that you don't end up a statistic. So I love you all. Good night. And Happy New Year.